If they didn't call me back, I'd come back on my own. You know? You got to take care of your house. You have to take care of your house. Your kids, what an investment. What a loan Christ has given us to raise a child in the name of Christ. You know, I have a blessing. My wife reads to Lauren Psalm 23 at night. And then after a while, Lauren started just saying it, you know? And of course, now she can say it, and we got to help her with a couple of words. She gets sidetracked, you know, like on that part where it says, in the presence of my enemies. Well, she thinks it says presence, as in gifts. So she, when she gets the presents, she goes, what are you going to buy me? And, you know, she starts, Lauren, get back to the verse. I'm thinking, come on, Lauren. But, you know, I mean, what a fun thing to do. Invest your time and so they can learn scripture and you know, singing and devotions. All these things are precious memories for me. And I hope later on it's going to be precious memories for her. You know, for her when she's in dark times or whatever, these verses, these counsels or whatever it is can flood back in her memory. And she can say, no, look, I remember. You know, and you dads, you got to love your kids. You got to tell them how much you love them. Your little girls, they don't need to be hearing it from some, you know, guy down the road. Some Casanova. Yeah. They need to know. You need to be an example of what a husband should be. So whenever they get of age, they're going to say, I don't want just anybody. Amen. I want somebody like my father.
Amen.
I want somebody that is caring and that puts his arm around his wife like my dad does to my mom. I want somebody to come into my room and talk to me, you know, what have you, whatever. But these are things that we need to do from a child, from very little. You know, the duties at home isn't something little. It isn't something small. It's big. It's truly, truly big. This is what we need to start doing. This is where you need to start, right here. Don't reach. I mean, having great works, big old ministries, that's great, you know? I mean, praise the Lord if we could have a huge ministry. But you know what? What about this ministry we have right now? Why don't we work right now, and then if it increases, we'll praise the Lord. But why are we going to shoot way over there, something that we don't even know if it's going to happen or not? We know what we have, so let's do what we have. You know, and then I thought, well, how are we going to do it? Well, you know, it says here, do it with thy might. Do it with all your heart. You know, we got to do it not tomorrow, but right now. Why are we going to keep putting things off? You know, it's so easy to say, well, tomorrow I'm going to get things right with the Lord. You know, tomorrow I'm going to start serving Christ. But what about right now? With all your heart. You know, it says in Psalms 103:1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You know, when are we going to start getting excited again about the word? You know, when are we going to start participating in the meetings? When the preacher's up here preaching what God has laid on his heart, when are we going to start praising the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ? When something is preached, when we are in agreement, we should say amen because it's his word.
Amen.
When are we going to start getting excited about missions again? When are we going to get excited about living the life of sanctity? When are we going to start getting excited again about living for the Lord? We need to start doing these things with all our might. And we might look like fools. Who cares?
Amen.
Who cares? God wants us to serve him with all our might. And then I thought, well, why? Why? Why do we need to start right now? Tomorrow sounds like a pretty good plan. You know? Next year, this is just 2000. Come on. 2001 sounds better. Well, it says, there is no work where thou goest. We're going to the grave. I know we have a home in heaven. But you know what? In heaven, we're not going to be fighting against sin. We will have arrived to see the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be like he is. You want to fight against sin, against your flesh? Right here. Because where you're going, That's it. There's no work. There's no work. When are we going to start living a good life, if not now? When are we going to start being more faithful to pray, if not right now? When are we going to start giving, if not right now? Because once we get to the grave, that's it. There's no second chances, you know? I mean, it's not like you can get reincarnated and come back and do it all over again. It just doesn't happen. Right now is when we need to start doing it. Right now. You say, well, yeah, but, you know, I just messed up. Well, that's in the past. And the future hasn't gotten here yet. You have now. Right now. The future is too far. The past is in the blood. You have right now. We need to go to Christ, and we need to ask Him. If not now, when? You know, we forget that we're looking for a city. Like it says in Hebrews 11:10. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You know, we forget these things. That is what we're looking for. That city that has foundations. That city whose builder and maker is God. What's going to last? What we do with the Christ. It doesn't matter what your title was here. It doesn't matter what you got in the bank. It doesn't matter. None of these things matter. It might matter to your family. It might matter to other people on the street. But that's just for a moment. Because when you go in the grave, they're going to forget you like that. Right there when they're burying you, they're probably thinking, who did he leave that money to? That's true. You know? If you're lost here today, what you should do is what Jesus said. Whatever he said. Just whatever. And he says repent. That's what you need to do. You want to get saved? You want in on this? You want to go to heaven? Do what, you can't go wrong doing what Jesus says. You cannot go wrong. Anything else in the equation, you're going to go wrong. But you put your faith, all your heart, in what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross, and you can be saved. You know, why should you get saved? Because the wages of sin is death. That's for sure. That's why you should do it. Heartily. You should give yourself to Christ. Brethren, when are we going to start? When are we going to realize that we should not be reaching for things that we don't have right now? Let's do with what we have, what God has given us, and let's give thanks for what God has given us. He has given us so much. And instead of trying to destroy what God has given us, let's use it for His glory. Amen.